I had heard that ignorance is bliss. I knew that was wrong. However, I didn't realize how ignorant I was. I didn't know the Greek word for believe is not about a mental belief. Instead, it means to rely upon, to trust in. When it comes to our health and our well-being, how often do you feel like you fall short? Every single one of them, including my own story, we feel like we fall short. True healing, does it happen like snap of a finger like that? It can, absolutely. But usually it's a journey.
I invested, I made changes, I followed guidelines, I learned many new things, I gained new skills, and I'm seeing the impact.
You're listening to the Visibly Fit Podcast. Hey, I'm your host, Wendy Pett, and every week I'll give you holistic, practical solutions for everyday issues related to nutrition, healing, functional fitness, and behavior modifications. As a naturopath, fitness expert, and wellness coach for over 20 years, my goal is to empower you to reach for greater health and to rise up to your next level of living in mind, body, and spirit. You were created with greatness in mind. It's time to own it. Are you with me? Then let's dive in.
Hi there, and welcome to the Visibly Fit Podcast. I'm your host, Wendy Pett. It is a joy to be here with you today. Thanks so much for tuning in. And I'm excited. I don't know about you, but gosh, we've only got like two more weeks if you're listening to this live time before Christmas is here. So how are you holding up? It seems like, I don't know about you, but it seems like, Thanksgiving and then Christmas. I mean, I just feel like it's just like, bam, it was here. And they seem to be closer together. Is that just me? I don't think they are, but it just seems like with the hustle and bustle and everything going on, that it's just been a busy, quick arrival of these holidays. So anyway, how are you holding up? I think I'm holding up okay. In case you're asking that question back to me, I think so. Yeah. You know, and part of that is the way in which I've chosen to take care of my mind, my body, my spirit, my emotions. And that plays a role in how we show up during this time of year, right? When we take care of ourselves. Now, I am a huge, and when I say huge, I mean huge devotional junkie. Like, I love devos. I've written one. I love buying them, having them, to read every morning alongside God's word. But I recently got my hands on a new one, and it was put together by Tamara Battaglia. And Todd and I actually just had her and her husband, Joe, on our podcast, Your Biggest Breakthrough, and that will air in January next year. So I recently got my hands on this one. It's called Written in Heaven, and I really do love it. It has different people. It's a collection of devotionals from Tamara, you know, because she put it together, but people like Roma Downey, Karen Kingsbury, Sheila Walsh, Priscilla Schreier, Lisa Robertson, Nicole Crank, Lauren Green. There's a foreword by Kathy Lee Gifford. Some people that I know, like Jen Godson and Kathleen Cook, and these are friends of mine. And it just was like, oh, this is so fun. I love it. And then I looked and I saw, oh, and June Hunt has been in here too. And so I thought, I'm just going to read hers today. And I haven't even read it yet. So we're going to read this together. So I thought that would be kind of fun. But she was actually June Hunt. She is just, man, she's like a legend, if you will. She's just a beautiful, just counselor and woman of God. And she's just been immersed in her faith walk for so many years. And anyway, so I had the privilege of having her on Visibly Fit in episode 101. So I highly encourage you to go back and listen to that. Again, it's episode 101, and I'll have that in the show notes as well, with June Hunt. And it's all about the impact of forgiveness, you know, the power of the F word. That's right, forgiveness. It changes everything. So let's just read hers. And again, I don't even know where it's going. So let's just read it together. All right, how about it? Because maybe you're a Devo junkie too. All right, it says, but I didn't know. That's the title. And it gives Luke 10:20, and this is NIV. It says, "Rejoice that your names are written in heaven." It says, "My growing up years were painfully complicated. My atheist father had three families concurrently. We were his third family, and we had a fictitious last name. The last name was Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T. How ironic, since our very existence was wrong. Although I attended a church, I knew nothing about the Bible and nothing about having a personal relationship with Jesus. When I was 12, we moved into my father's home, and a year later, my parents married. Then, when I was 15, we joined a vibrant, biblically based church. I was drawn to the spiritual lives of the students who had depth I've never seen. I began to live for Sundays because I was learning about the heart of God and the Word of God. Eventually, I asked my wise Bible teacher, how do I know if I'm a Christian? I thought I was one only if only because I wasn't Jewish. She responded, June, I can't know your heart like God does, but if you're a Christian, would you be willing to do what God would want you to do to become a Christian? And there was silence. What would God want me to do? At this church, I had seen many people walk down the aisle to give their lives to the Lord. Then my analytical math mind kicked in with a bunch of buts, B-U-T-S's, buts. But what if I pray that prayer and it doesn't work? Well, then it doesn't work. But what if it would have worked, yet I refused? I could miss receiving what these Christians have that I really want. But why do I need to be saved? I'm not drowning in the ocean. I had heard, believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and your household. But I did believe. I mentally believed that Jesus lived on earth and performed miracles. Yet, I didn't see the need for Jesus to be my Savior. I had heard that ignorance is bliss. I knew that was wrong. However, I didn't realize how ignorant I was. I didn't know the Greek word for believe is not about a mental belief. Instead, it means to rely upon, to trust in. Oh, I had mentally believed Jesus was an amazing historical figure, like Abraham Lincoln. Yet, I wasn't relying on President Lincoln or entrusting my life to him. I had not relied on Jesus or entrusted my life to him. I didn't know calling Jesus my Lord wasn't like calling him the Lord of an English manor. Instead, I learned that for Jesus to be Lord of my life, it would mean allowing Jesus to be my personal master, ruler, and owner, yielding my will to his. I didn't know the repercussions of my sins, separating me from God. That's in Isaiah 59:2. Yet because Jesus died on the cross for my sins, if I entrusted my life to him as my Lord, then my sins would no longer separate me from God. I didn't know I needed to change, but with crystal clarity, I knew I didn't want, I knew that I didn't have what those authentic Christians had, and I did not want to reject Proverbs 3:5-6, and that's trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways, submit to him and he will make your path straight. I didn't know that because of my bitterness, and Jesus had to change me from the inside out. And truthfully, he was the one who needed to change me. I couldn't change myself. I didn't know the Heavenly Father would adopt me into his family, but he did. This is when I learned, based on the Bible, that we are not all children of God. We are all creations of God, but we are not children of God until we receive Jesus as our personal Lord and Savior. And that's in John 1:12, where it says, "To all who did receive him, he gave the right to become children of God." I didn't know Jesus had already done everything necessary for me to be saved. I just needed to believe him and receive him into my life. Then she has a prayer here, and it says, "God, I really don't know a lot about you, but I give all I know about me, which isn't much, and all I know about you, which isn't much, to you. Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross and paying the penalty for my sins. I'm asking you to take control of my life and direct me in the way I should go. Amen." And that says, if you struggle with insecurity, look to Psalm 27:10. It says, though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Whether or not I'm rejected by my earthly father, I realize my heavenly father will never reject me. What a miracle. What a promise. What a provider forever. Oh, that is so good. That is so good. Okay. Thank you for joining me with that devotional today. Yeah, I just love June. Again, you can go to episode 101 and catch the interview I had with her about the impact of forgiveness. She's been through a lot. She's been through a lot. But I highly recommend Written in Heaven for you if you are a Devo junkie like myself. Tamara Battaglia has done an incredible job putting this together. And I think you'll enjoy it. And it would be a great little Christmas gift. How about that? Or maybe for a friend. So yeah, I think sometimes, you know, based on the life we've lived or the lies we've chosen to believe, or maybe the actions that we played out that has maybe caused lies to embed in our minds and in our souls, it can be a struggle, right? And so we have to know who we are in Christ and that we really are, once we have fully believed and received Jesus as our Lord and Savior, that we are washed clean. Like this morning, it was snowing as I looked outside and I was having my devotionals, and my husband and I were just like, oh, isn't that just like Jesus? You know, he has made everything white as snow because of his blood shed on the cross, right? And so God sees us as pure. He sees us as whole. We're forgiven. Like our sins are as far away as the east is from the west. And that is just really miraculous and beautiful. And so I think about, you know, what this time of year means. And I know Jesus wasn't born in December, but this is the time that we celebrate it. And so this is the beginning of the miracle that we can all just sing praises about and be grateful for. Because, man, it's a beautiful thing to be able to know that we will be able to spend eternity in heaven with our Creator. And it's all because of Jesus, because we wouldn't be able to otherwise, because we are all sinners and fall short of the glory. So grateful for that. But when it comes to our health and our well-being, how often do you feel like you fall short? First of all, I think, you know, with the patients that I work with and the stories that I hear, every single one of them, including my own story, we feel like we fall short, like in whatever capacity it is, whether you are deal with perfectionism or you see yourself through your own lens versus how God sees you. If you are just kind of continually in a place of you know, resentment or just bitterness, like June talked about, or maybe you've got unforgiveness in your heart, or maybe you are just sitting in old wounds that have not been healed, things that have happened to you in the past or said to you or whatever it is, and you're not seeing yourself as who you really are as a child of the Most High, then it can keep us from really living in our fullness, in our health and well-being, you know, mind, body, spirit, emotions, and with our relationships, it all plays a role. And so true healing, you know, does it happen like snap of a finger like that? It can, absolutely. But usually it's a journey, right? And it takes multiple ways in which you start to change your ways in order to get that health and healing that you fully deserve. And part of that is changing your thought process, changing the way you think, starting to ruminate on God's word, starting to really let that his words emboss in your heart so that you really know who you are and you don't believe the lies that maybe you have been believing for so long. And it starts to change your actions. And so I was thinking recently of a friend of mine who went through my Visibly Fit program, the 7-week accelerator. And I actually did a little interview with her and we just kind of chit chatted, and she didn't come right out and say she needed to forgive or any of that, but kind of underlying, I think we all need to kind of have a forgiveness moment, if you will, for not taking care of ourselves in the way in which we know that that God wants us to, right? Like this is a gift from God, our body, and it houses the Holy Spirit, and we are to honor it and to be loving and kind to it. And hey, I wasn't loving and kind to my body for a long time either. Like I get it. But we move past the past and we get into a place of, oh, okay, this is where I am and this is who I am today. And so I'm going to share this time with Nicole because I think it's precious and it just shares how, you know, maybe like she doesn't have to, I mean, we didn't talk about the whole unforgiveness piece, but again, I think it's an underlying kind of thing that she walked through in her own way and in her own journey of not giving herself the space and the time to actually get in enough nutrients. Like she would skip meals and just skip eating altogether because she would be in such a state of busy and taking care of others and hello, and am I talking to anybody else here? A lot of women are wired that way, right? Like we take care of everybody else and then put ourselves on the back burner. And really, that's not the right order. We're supposed to love the Lord, right? With all of our heart, mind, and soul. We're supposed to love our neighbor as ourselves. So we can't love our neighbor unless we love ourselves healthy and well. So, you know, she gets that. She understands. But just listen to her as she's just kind of had just some awesome breakthroughs, some awesome wins. And she's been struggling for quite some time with some debilitating issues and some chronic inflammation. So I hope it inspires you to take action. And I don't mean just like, oh, let's make a New Year resolution because New Year, you know, resolutions are around the corner. I get that. But this is about lifestyle. And I know I talk about the Visibly Fit program often, but it's because I've been teaching it and sharing it and seeing the miraculous healings of so many over the years. And so I get excited. I get excited. So if you too are in a place of like, you know what, I'm just ready. I'm ready to change. I'm ready to do something different and invest in your health. I'm here for you. I am here for you. And this is my calling. This is my heart's desire is to see you healthy, healed, and whole. And so give me an email, shoot me an email or call me, text me. I mean, you don't have my number, but I guess I'm thinking more like Instagram. Send me a DM. We will talk. But if you're ready and you're like, let's go for it, go to getvisiblyfit.com and we can get started right away. And you can use your FSA and HSA accounts. So don't delay. Let's get started. Let's get a jump start before New Year hits. Or if you want to give yourself this gift for Christmas, then I have a special gift I'd like to give you if you book before the new year. And so you book and I will share that gift with you. It will be worth it. Trust me. It's some one-on-one time. So anyway, okay. Here is Nicole's kind of story. We just kind of dialogued and I hope it blesses you, but go get this Devo. Go get Written in Heaven if you're a Devo junkie like me, because there's nothing better about starting our mornings with God's word and also through a little devotional to inspire us and to equip us with the more that God has for us. So anyway, I hope that blessed you today and share this episode with others. But here is Nicole's testimony. Enjoy. Hello and welcome to Visibly Fit. I have my dear friend Nicole with me today, and I'm so proud of you, Nicole. You just finished the Visibly Fit 7-Week Accelerator, and girl, you crushed it.
Well, I can say that I'm proud of me too, and that's a big deal. I don't know how often you can really say, I'm proud of me, but I invested, I made changes, I followed guidelines, I learned many new things, I gained new skills, and I'm seeing the impact.
Yes, you are, girl. And you know, you didn't have a lot of weight to release. You worked with me for other reasons, but in the course of that 7 weeks, I'm just going to share it. Is that okay? That you released 11 pounds and 14.75 inches. Like, Yeah. I mean, who knew? And so you said one day, you're like, oh my gosh, I got in this pair of jeans. I haven't worn them forever. Like, tell me how that felt.
Well, I can say it's a big deal. When you have a favorite pair of jeans you paid a lot of money for, when you recognize you can't wear them and you set them aside and they go to the donation side of things. And then when you say like, huh, I'm going to try them on, and you can snap them and you know, you do all the looking and they look good. That's a big deal. That's a big win.
It is a really big win. And
Our jeans are important.
Jeans, yeah, with the J and the G, both sets of jeans are important. Yes. But you know, a massive part of that, those inches were off of your waist, almost 4.5 inches off of your waist. And so tell me how that felt. I know we kind of talked offline here about just kind of your curves and how you're feeling now, a little more confident.
Yes. Well, I think that around the belly is where I was just recognizing the way that my clothes fit had changed, and I wanted it to be different again. And so over the course of these weeks, I recognized that I have a little bit more of a dip in our curve, and I just like the way that my blouses fit, or I like the way that my sweaters fit when I have that. I think it's more feminine, and it's a joy to me. So I consider that a big win.
That's a big win. And you've had so many wins along the way. I mean, when we first did our blood work, your blood work, what was my reaction to one of the markers?
It was sky high.
Yes. And what was sky high, Nicole?
It was my CRP. I think the range is supposed to be like 0, 1, 2, and mine was 79.71. That is
79.71 sky high inflammatory markers. And so I'm like, this is the reason you're doing Visibly Fit. It's not because the belly fat or any of that. I mean, that was kind of extra bonus, but this is why really we had to attack this issue. And so within that 7 weeks, what are those markers now?
32.
Woo! 32. Mm-hmm. That's huge.
Yes. And I also have the confidence because I'm growing in skills to know that I'm going to continue and I'm going to be able to bring that closer to the standard, which is it 1 or 0? What is it supposed to be? I mean, at the bottom.
Yeah. Anywhere between 0 and 3. So that's, you know, a healthy marker kind of guideline there, but your body will get to where it needs to be. And as you continue through this Visibly Fit process, your body will continue to get rid of the massive inflammatory response that it's under right now. So I'm just so proud of you. You've done a remarkable job, and you have been really dedicated to the Visibly Fit exercises as well. And so I want to talk about that, because with the inflammation that you've had in your body, and you've been in more of a state of not being able to be as mobile as most people. So you've had to be creative with your workouts because your knee has been inflamed, your neck. There's just been a bunch of different physical issues. And so tell us how you've been really creative with the Visibly Fit moves and what you've experienced in these 7 weeks. Yeah.
Well, what I appreciate about especially the 7x11s, it's so accessible and I have everything that I need right here. Like, there's kind of like no excuse, because it's so fast and you've got all your supplies, so you're going to be able to find a window to do these. So I love that about it. And, you know, walking is a part of the program, and that was not in the cards for me at this time, but I stood and I did my 7x11s and my, what are these hits?
When the high intensity punches.
Yes. My punches. And then I sat and I did them the same when that's all that I could do. And I will say there was occasions where it was bedtime and I recognized, oh, I did not get my second one in, that I did them in my bed. But
see, I love that. But see, that's the point. Like, you can do them anywhere, anytime, and no matter what kind of your ability is in that moment. I mean, that was just because you forgot. But there are some people that are kind of more bedridden that they can do some exercises in their bed or while they're seated. So yeah. We kind of just have to have a different mindset around movement. And that's really where I think you've had a great win as well, because you are incorporating more movement. And, you know, I felt your bicep the other day, and I must say it feels really strong.
I have never felt biceps like this before where I could see definition. I actually wanted to send you a picture of my arm because I was like, look what I have created here.
Send it, sister. Send it along.
So I appreciate it. That. And just because I'm feeling an improvement, like my core is strong. You know, I'm just like tighter. I'm just tighter all around. Then it's motivating me. And I'm finding that I'm sitting at my car, at my steering wheel, and I'm just at a stoplight, but I'm pressing on my steering wheel. I'm just finding ways to increase my movement and getting my heart going. And I like the way that it feels. So that's motivating for more.
I love it. I'm so proud of you. Well, let's shift a little bit over to the meal plans and the food aspect of Visibly Fit, because that was a little bit different for you as far as eating more. Right.
Yeah.
And the fact that you experienced the weight release and the inches released with eating so much more. So let's talk about that and what you thought of the food.
Yeah. Well, I would say that it is true. I ate more than I ever really have. And I was eating a lot of greens and I was eating a lot of soups. Those are things that I really enjoy. By greens, I mean the salads and the extra veggies on the plate, and that it was not hard. I made a variety of soups. I think in the beginning, I kept with the same kind of soup for a little long out of just that was capacity, and that was just fine. But then I was experimenting with more kind of soups, with more kind of seasonings. And the truth is that I was never really a beans sort of person. Like that wasn't like top of my list, but now I'm finding ways to tuck in beans here to get more of the protein. I also recognize that before, very often on my plate, as just busy and trying to simplify things, maybe we had something that was a meat at my house. I'm thinking of like the ate a lot of Indian sort of food, so something like a meat, and then it would be served along with rice. And if I got broccoli made, that was great. But if I didn't, then I just considered our meal done, and that was fine. So it was definitely low in the green department.
So there's low been a shift.
Yeah, that's been a shift. And so, you know, like right now in my refrigerator, we have a salad, and there's always going to be a salad bowl in there. Maybe differing levels, but I just have really liked having a salad prepared in there. And it looks different. We have a little container that sits aside for the cucumbers because I don't like how cucumbers get mushy into a salad. So I add those on the top.
Yeah, that's okay.
We're just learning these things that we like. And then having some sort of a soup. Then the soup is going to be a beany sort of, or a lentil sort of soup. And I've really appreciated having that. So definitely experimenting with new foods, maybe a little hesitant to try some. Actually, do you know the truth is that I still have the tofu that I purchased that it is still in my drawer, but I will get to it. I should check the expiration date, but just a willingness to try new foods and incorporate more colors, and everyone in my family wins.
Honestly, that's just it. And the fact that you're spending more time on yourself, you are so worthy and you deserve those phytochemicals and phytonutrients and that nourishment that you weren't necessarily getting before, and now you are. And so are you feeling the energy from that? Are you noticing that difference?
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. And you know, I never really drank a lot of coffee before. It was more like kind of periodic, but I definitely would feel like the afternoon, like, wow, if I was a coffee drinker, this would be the time of day. So I would say that maybe has leveled out. But I'm hungrier for more food. That is a good thing too. I think that's kind of just like waking up my body's need for more nutrients or more nutrition. So I feel glad about that too.
Yeah, that's so good.
But the most important thing was the meal prep for me. If I didn't have it, I would go hungry and I would just go hungry and I would be fine with, okay, well, I'm not eating that. I'm not eating that. I'm not eating that. And then I would just move on. That's the honest part of it. So when I had the salad, when I had the soup, then I was prepared. And then I was able to feed myself too. And even when my family was having something different.
Yeah, that's so true. You've got to prep for success and or the day will kind of take over us. And then you kind of get a little frazzled if you don't have it planned. So we had our coaching calls, you know, every Monday. And let's hear your thoughts about just the community and how that part of the program played out for you.
Yes. Well, do you know what? I'd appreciate the faithfulness. You know, on Monday, I'd be looking around the screen and there's the same people. And we hear their stories. We hear where they're at, their wins, maybe for the week or the questions that they have. And, you know, not everyone has a great week every time. But we hear and we share and pivot for the next week. And I just appreciated that people were real. And then we do several activities. I'm thinking of the one that we just did, where we had a little mini art project. that was fun to do together. Yes, just comment or just addressing different parts that we were addressing with our Visibly Fit way.
Wellness journey.
Yeah,
and the fact that we, you know, we bring scripture in, we bring the Lord in. It's not just a food and exercise program, right? Because I know you are very spiritually sound and you love the Lord. And so let's talk a little bit about how that aspect might have been important to you.
Yes, well, I appreciate that you are bringing in the devotions right from the beginning so that we are recognizing that this is our temple that we are tending to and that there's a higher reason than just fueling ourselves with good things. There, we are fueling ourselves with a point onto service of the Lord. So I do appreciate that. And another thing that I appreciate about the group is that people celebrate wins. Like you'll see people clapping or celebrating with you when you have a win. And that's a fun thing too.
Yeah, it is. Cause then you don't feel like you're so alone on the journey. There's others there with you and you've got cheerleaders, you've got other support. You hear what maybe some other people have experienced. So you don't have to experience that, you know, that kind of thing. We learn from each other. But as we wrap this up, Nicole, again, I'm so proud of you and I love you dearly. You're just my sister in Christ and I'm just so proud of you. And you are such a servant to so many. And so I'm just so thankful that you have taken this time to care for yourself because we need more of Nicole. And you need to be fully healthy and well so that we can have more of you. So anyway, thank you. Thank you for being so disciplined and dedicated. As we wrapped up this little time together, what would you say to someone that may be on the fence? Maybe like, you know, I don't know if I want to invest in this or just all the things that may come up because in the beginning, you probably had some of the same kind of, you know, angst about, you know, the program. And so for you to get through it and the way in which you are through it and yet still going to continue on as a lifestyle, talk to that person that might be just a little hesitant.
Sure. Well, I would say it was a stretch for me when I was just looking at what was going to be required of, I really like chicken. I really like hamburger and some of
you
my
did, favorite. You did.
So just taking on this idea, like, wow, this is going to be a challenge. And I just kept telling myself, I can do this for 7 weeks. I can do this. I can do this. And because I wasn't alone. If I was on my own, I would have been done probably the second week. Like, okay, fine. But that wasn't enough time for me to be able to feel the benefits or recognize the shifts that are in my body. But it's a full program. We're talking about spiritually, we're addressing ourselves, we're addressing our heart. Emotionally, we're building habits. We're thinking about like planning and preparing our week. We're trying new things that has a little bit of play involved because you're experimenting and trying new things. So I would say it is an investment, yes, but I would also say it's an investment with dividends that will pay for forward for a long while. So our family has made shifts. I've made shifts, and it has been a great benefit. So I would say that it is a worthy investment. Mm-hmm. And if I may, before we sign off, Wendy, if I could just say, I am grateful, Wendy, for your investment, the way that you share your heart, the way you share your expertise, the way that you share the cheer, you share in the cheers and in the encouragement to move forward, the way that you press just a little bit, you've challenged us and we are better for it. So I thank you for how you've put your whole heart into this program.
It's my joy, my pleasure, and I love you so much, sister. Thank you for joining us and sharing your story.
Thank you. Thank you, Wendy.
Well, that's a wrap for today's show. So thank you so much for tuning in. I love spending this time with you. To learn more and get more free resources, just head on over to wendypet.com. And thank you in advance for sharing this episode and this podcast, following and subscribing not only to this podcast, but finding me on social media, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, wherever you are, I'm probably there too. Until next week and our next podcast time together, make it a visibly fit day.